I'd like to call to order the Oro Valley Town Council special session, March 16th, 2022. Mr. Standish, roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy. Councilmember Nicholson.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And Mayor Winfield.
Here. We have 6 of 7 council members present. Mr. Standish, if you could read the first item of the special session.
Discussion and possible direction regarding the town manager recruitment and process.
This evening, I'd like to welcome Heather Rentschler with Ralph Anderson and Associates, and she'll present this item. Welcome. There's nothing that you need to do. They're taking
okay.
Now. It should.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, Heather Rentschler, Ralph Anderson Associates. It's very nice to see all of you in person versus on Zoom, so thank you. Tonight, what I wanted to do is talk to you about the process, and I've outlined a few things for you. So what I'd like to do is walk through it in general, and we can certainly tweak it as needed to your liking. I will say that I was very pleased that we had 40 applicants that had submitted, so I wanted you to be aware of that. So we do have steps that we have to go through to really guide us through the next step of the process. We're in a confidential status right now with those that have submitted, so I just like to emphasize, until we select finalists to come on site, we will keep everything confidential to protect those individuals that are currently employed and want to remain confidential. So let me mention that I will be meeting with you, going over some particular items in a closed executive session tonight. But let me set that aside for the moment just to mention that I will be sharing the full set of resumes with you through a share file portal that you will be given access to. So you'll be given that by tomorrow before end of business. You'll select a password, and there will be a two-step verification process so that we know that it's only you that's accessing that, and you'll use your cell phone to have that verification done. So you will look through those materials. I'll certainly supply you with recommendations and particulars, but you'll have full access that you can peruse through all of them. We are going to be meeting again next week on the 22nd, and that will be a working session where we're talking in more detail about the candidates, and we can then further refine the list or affirm the list so that we could then move to the next step of the process. I would like to just make sure everyone is clear about the first set of interviews. We will be doing those on video, and each of you will be on camera so that you're as close and personal with those candidates as you can be, rather than being here in the chamber where it's hard to have just a connection with one-on-one. So we have isolated 2 evenings for you to see candidates, and that is the 29th and the 30th of March. And we will be starting that at 5 p.m. And so we will have candidates arranged on video, and that will be both evenings. And then on the second evening, we will have a debrief so that we can hopefully shorten that list and then invite candidates to your beautiful community in April. And we do anticipate that we can do a one-day process where we will facilitate all the steps, working with your HR department to kind of move us through that process. So part of what we want to talk about today is how that on-site process unfolds, and if you have various panels or a community breakfast or meet and greet, that's certainly something we can coordinate with you. One of the things that has been discussed is to have a community panel. And in doing that, typically the town council would nominate one person to sit on that panel, and human resources would determine whether or not there is any duplications on those panel members. And if there was, or we didn't feel we had good representation, we would ask to have another name or two contributed. So I think that's a good option. Those individuals would then be provided with interview questions that would be appropriate at this executive level. And they would be able to give you input at the end of the day. Usually you have a spokesperson for that community panel that would summarize that information and give you that in an executive session after you've done your in-person interview, so that you're not being biased by that particular set of information. If you did want the general public to perhaps have one or two seats on that community panel, I've done that before, where we've said to the community, submit your name to Human Resources, and we'll draw your name out of a hat, and we reserve one or two seats for a community member that you may not have put into a business member or a member from the chamber or the faith community or the hotel and tourism industry. So it's a way to get a cross-section that you might feel comfortable about. So it's certainly your call what you would like to do in that regard. We also want to have staff involved, more as a giving you comments as to their strengths and their weaknesses. And again, you would have that reported out to you in a executive session as well. And I would be working with your HR team to coordinate those particulars. So that's a lot of activities for one day. I would like to also suggest that if there are any candidates that you invite from out of the area, that we also arrange perhaps Andy Votova to do a tour of the community with those candidates. I think that would be well received, and I'd like to have that tour done before they interview with you rather than after the fact. So that is kind of the layout of what I think the process should be. Now, again, we would declare finalists when they come on site, and that would be when they would be publicly announced. And during that process, we would be doing a degree of references and checking on those candidates. The full background is typically once you do a contingent offer. So, but you will find that once you have candidates that are out there, that you may certainly get calls in support, if they're known locally or through other means, but that puts them out in the public space. But before that point, we want to keep them totally confidential. So based on what we need to get from you today would be, what do you see as that on-site process that you believe would be ideal? The way I laid it out, is that acceptable to you that we could structure it in that fashion and have a community panel, appropriate staff panels, and then, of course, your interview? You may want to have a breakfast meet and greet with the candidates, where you could use this room here to have the candidates do a quick introduction, and maybe they do it on PowerPoint, and you can invite all staff to this, or you could open it to the public as well. So those are some things that you could do. They're not certainly making the decision, but they would be perhaps giving you some input, or we could have comment cards, you know, made available to you. So,
okay. Well, open it up for questions, Ms. Rentschler, Councilmember Solomon.
A question on the committee. You said they would be given appropriate questions. I believe, then that's fine, but I would think we would definitely want them to have the ability to ask their own questions. Is that, I hope, going to be allowed?
Well, I would suggest that the committee members, once they're selected, have the ability to submit questions in advance, and I would work with the HR team to make sure they're appropriate, but certainly we would welcome that kind of input as long as it was germane to their experience and their resume
course,
and
right.
things like that. So
okay.
We'd be happy certainly to do that. So.
The other thing that worked really well for the when we did the last search is we had the ELT, executive leadership team, meet with them, and each one was able to submit basically a card, an anonymous evaluation of, but what really worked well is we had a reception with, we had two finalists, if it was two or three, over at the Hilton, and we had, that was by invitation only, we had stakeholders like the Chamber of Commerce, obviously ELT people and all, but it was an enormous amount of insight being able for at least myself, and I've heard from other councilmembers, just to sit there and watch the interaction. It was interesting how one candidate constantly had a group of people around them and the other really didn't. So I think something like that's probably really beneficial, and I would even suggest not here, but once again, like it was like a reception with drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and I'm not saying necessarily alcoholic, but and just like the committee, I think each council member said, this is who I would invite, in addition to like some default list. Like, I mean, we had the fire chief there, we had the police chief there, we had the Chamber of Commerce there, and, you know, since it was a more informal social setting, you could really see how that person was interacting with the other individuals. I found that real helpful.
And certainly we've done that before, and I'm certainly open to that. A lot of that just demands how much time we structure, but this is your process and whatever you and your community feel would be appropriate. So we're happy to structure it in any way you'd like. What I think we have to be very clear about, though, is the ultimate decision still rests with the town council, but you're open to that input. Now, your ELT group, when they're doing their panel, and certainly Andy can talk more to this, but that input typically would be given verbally, because there wouldn't be a lot of time to assimilate that information to get it to you that particular day. So that message would be carried verbally into an executive session. So
whoever would be appointed the facilitator.
Okay.
One last comment is the other thing we did is, like you said, the tour, and actually our police chief or assistant chief did the tours and spent an hour or two in the car with the individual, and that actually allowed them to come back to council and provide some good feedback on their impression of the candidate. Were they sincere? Are they looking to retire? You know, just from various comments throughout the tour. So I don't know if that was good of it, but certainly, you know, they're going to be working directly with the police department. Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I like the suggestions that you provided. I'm not in favor of drawing names out of a hat, however. But I do think like a breakfast reception might be nice. And I was going to say, in addition to the staff executive leadership team, I'm interested in having the executive assistant also on that interview panel. Personally.
So just thinking, I'm just thinking about the day, and you mentioned, Ms. Rentschler, that you recommend that they do the tour before they have the interview.
Yes.
And it almost seems, so it seems like this is a really packed day, and we may have, but we're talking about one day, it sounds like.
What we could do, perhaps, maybe there would be a reception on the Wednesday evening. We've blocked your calendars for the Thursday, but if the tours were maybe as the candidates came in on Wednesday, there was some kind of welcome reception on the Wednesday night, and then you could do the panel interviews on the Thursday. What potentially may happen is the town council could give direction on the evening of when those interviews are done. And if candidates are in town, then you may have a follow-up with that candidate on Friday morning. Or you may have appointed a negotiating committee and said, we're ready to reach out to the candidate and let's have a discussion on Friday morning. So that's kind of why I wanted all the activity before, so that you could move this through if that happened. So.
Vice Mayor.
Personally, I would prefer to meet the candidates for the first time in more of an interview situation than a reception situation, from my perspective.
Certainly, and you know, again, that can be arranged as well. What can happen is we can move your interview to the very start, and I think, you know, I can work with the HR team on doing that. Let's say, for example, late in the day on Wednesday or Wednesday evening, you met with those candidates. They had already done their tour, and then on Thursday, they do the panel interviews, and they go through the rigors of that. You get the debrief, and then you have one more meeting with those. So that's a good idea. It's just going to mean you're going to be the bookends when they first come in and also at the end. And again, if you like that amount of interaction so that you can get your feedback in the middle, and you see them at the front end and the back end, we can certainly arrange that as well.
So can you just walk us through what that would look like?
Jim.
Councilmember Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Heather, I really appreciate your suggestions. I'd like to meet the candidate first and not see them in a reception environment, but rather an interview environment. But one of the things that you said that I think, for me personally, could be even better, I think it would be wonderful if we met the candidates in this environment and they came and they introduced themselves to us in front of the staff. And why? Because this is where they're going to be working. And I'd like to see how the staff reacts. Because to me, the two most important stakeholders are the staff that this person's going to be supervising and also residents. So I'd like to you know, reaffirm my support for having a resident panel. I think hopefully we all agree on that. I would really like to hear from some people that we don't hear from too often. on something like this, because I believe we're all equally impacted, mm-hmm. whether, you know, we frequently interact with the council in the meetings or not. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the thoughts of some people that I've never met, and this is what I think about having this person being a town manager of my town. That's just my input on this.
Well, thank you for that. And I do think that's where you're inviting certain people that you know are active, and why having others who may want to have a voice that you don't know submit their name. You can't have a panel that's 35 or 50 people. So we have to somehow be somewhat representative. So having a couple of seats open to community members just at large, I don't know how you get to them without doing somewhat of a lottery. So, but your other panel members would be nominated by each of you.
And so what, again, if we could, so I've heard about the two bookends. What I was initially imagining, just from what you presented and some of the discussion, and was that the day might begin with a tour. And one question I had, would this tour be all, you know, whether it's two candidates or three candidates?
One at a time. I think that's best, rather than putting them in to a small bus or SUV. I'm not in favor of that. I'd rather have the personal one-on-one so they could ask questions, probe, and it's, in my opinion, it's better that not be an elected person doing that, because you're the final hiring authority. So I would look to an ELT member, perhaps HR. If you want to do a ride-along, I think a ride-along is a great idea as well, too. But there'd be some overlap, so we'd want to work that out. But public safety is a big part of your community, so I think that certainly is advisable.
Okay, so each candidate would have a tour of the community, and that tour could be with the same, do you recommend that it's the same individual? Councilmember Solomon mentioned that the chief of police might be that person. You've mentioned that the HR director might be that
pick. That's
whoever
your decision.
It is, would it be
this?
So
yes. So that they get the same message consistent to each candidate, I think that would be advisable.
And so, that tour is, let's say it's an hour?
I would say it could potentially be an hour and a half to 2 hours.
I'm partly just thinking about the logistics of the...
It depends. So if, let's say you had three candidates at most. So let's say that is 3 hours, or it's going to be 4.5 hours, something. So it's a half day at least for whoever is committed to do that tour. Typically, when you have finalists, you maybe have two, at most three. But it gets a little unwielding if you still have five in the group, because, you know, that candidate wants to know that there's a serious consideration for them.
When these tours, is it possible while one candidate is having, well, you want each of them to have the tour before they are interviewed by any of the panels? So we have a community panel?
That's...
So in the morning...
It was like an 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. day, and yes, one went on a tour, the panel was there, so exactly, they shipped on and off, and then... In the afternoon, we council did our initial interviews. Then we had the reception. And yes, the next day was, if we wanted to call them, like you said, because there'll be follow-up questions. Well, wait a second. So, you know, well, we'll get our feedback like the next morning from the panels. And then let's do follow-up questions. And if we're able to come to a decision while they're still in town, then you can take advantage of actually bringing them back in again.
Yeah. You know. And if not, we'll just schedule a debrief. Sometimes you might go into overload and you need time to process. But ideally, we want you to get the information back from those folks that you've invited as stakeholders or the ELT staff. And that's why I think it's important that that be verbalized rather than, you know, 3 days later you're getting a write-up from individuals. You know, we want to be able to move it certainly along. So going back, Mayor, to the schedule then, so having the concept of the council with the bookends, incorporating the tour at the front end as well, incorporating some type of reception that might be in here to have candidates introduce themselves to all staff. Is that what I was hearing?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be possible for to have all staff in this chamber, and I doubt all staff would even choose to participate. If we were wanting to at least accommodate all staff, we'd need a different venue than this venue. And so Councilmember Solomon mentioned that they'd met at the Hilton. That would be a likely place where we could meet, but I don't know that it would necessarily be all staff.
It's the location. It was informal, but obviously the main, quote, stakeholders, who I really see as the ELT, these are the people that the town manager is going to directly be directing. And then, as I said, others, and just off the top of my head, the fire chief, the chamber, people who are, you know, heavily involved in the community in a day-to-day, and they're just a good source to give feedback. Some cases you might want to say, hey, let's get the Ed Honing, the mayor of Marana over here, or their town manager over here, and see what they think of the person. And it's just a million possibilities.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, if I could elaborate
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
We all know we've got 400 staff. You don't see 400 seats behind you. To elaborate a little bit, right. Just a representative group of staff, maybe a few people from every department that are interested. But that's important to me personally. It's not just the ELT. Does this person, you know, kind of have a positive effect on our staff in general? I just think that that's so important and such a key leadership position, and for me personally, like I said, it's the people you work with. It's a job, and not necessarily the people you're going to be interacting with socially. That matters to me personally. It's just how does, you know, I want to see that interaction between the people that are already working here and the one or two very special candidates that we're bringing in to possibly be their town manager. That's just a little clarification. Of course, 400 just won't work, but maybe 100 or maybe 80 or something like that. That's all.
Vice Mayor.
I agree with that. And I think it's possible to go too overboard in trying to get every, you know, single perspective heard, and ultimately the decision is with the seven of us. So I think having the interview panels and having a reception that's primarily oriented towards the staff is, I think, a good approach. And I don't know if we feel like we need an additional reception, but I don't feel like we can necessarily do, because as Councilmember Bowen pointed out, we have 400 staff. I don't think we can have all of the town staff. I don't think we can have all of the stakeholders, all of the boards and commission members, all of the citizens who are interested, all necessarily in one forum, unless we set up a different type of thing where it's more of a in and out meet and greet. But I do think that the interactions with the staff would be good for us to see. So I like his suggestion of a few people from each department that are interested or representative.
So I think there's agreement, and please speak up if I'm misspeaking, in terms of, yes, we want each of the candidates to have a tour of the community. Yes, we want a staff panel, a community panel, and then, of course, the council. Mm-hmm. We want to have a reception, and at that reception that there would be a representative body of, you know, a critical mass body of people that from staff, from the community, at that venue. I think there's, and so we want to get the report back from the community and staff panel to us. There were comment cards, I believe, when we were hiring the chief of those that went to the reception. Weren't there cards or something that people filled out and that we,
I think. Mr. Mayor, I've been advised historically that, and this may be uncommon, but that the last time that there was the reception, that there were a number of citizen complaints based on the fact that it was like a council meeting, which of course you could notice, but then there wasn't not enough room for the general public to come and attend and hear, and there was no agenda. So I would just caution on that. I'm not, just something that you might want to be aware of.
Can we make sure we don't have the town attorney present during this process? We don't want to scare away the candidates.
Remember, we're being
recorded. No, I just, and right. One of the comments is, remember, the town managers, we think of their duty as directing the department and everything. A lot of their time is spent out in the community, meeting residents, going to different jurisdictions, in front of different groups and organizations. So we need an individual, obviously part of the department, that has that ability to present themselves and to represent the town in those situations. And I mean, I'm assuming after the initial screening, the pool of applicants that we're going to be looking at have, you know, they're probably the cream of the cream. You know, we'll have some of that, but maybe not. but yeah, because that is another component, and that's what I had liked about the reception. It was kind of interesting to see how the people gravitated to the different candidates. But
Vice Mayor?
I think the point by the attorney is well taken. It would be almost impossible for us to notice or live stream our meeting like that in the way that we would need to. I'm not quite sure how we would accommodate that. So it's important that we do it legally. So I think it's a good point, but it's important for us to follow best practices and things like that. And also, I think that we'll be able to tell if a person can present themselves well and represent the town of Oro Valley well, and ultimately, you know, it's not the decision of outside individuals regarding the town manager. So, I mean, I do think that's something we'll be able to see. I do like the idea of being able to see the individuals interact with our community or our staff, but I'm not quite sure how we'll be able to do that. So. That's kind of my thought. If there's a good way to do it, maybe we can think about that a little bit more. But if there's a good way to do it, I think it would be good. But if there isn't, I think we should be by the book.
Do you have a thought, Mr. Rothschild?
No.
Well, it seems to me that, and I'll just throw let's say it is in this chamber. I don't know what the capacity of the chamber is. I mean, we removed the chairs. We could invite, you know, whatever that number is. It's noticed. We have an agenda. The candidates make a brief presentation.
You can't. And I have seen this where
it could be.
You do that. You bring the candidates in, and again, our consultant should tell us. I do think they should, to some extent, stay away from each other. I guess when you get down to the finalists, they will know who each other are. But you could have a public meeting here where they each make a presentation, and you actually let kind of like a call to the audience or some questioning from the public. You can do that with the sense that it's not for them to now criteria, but for council to see how the person interacts with
as they would a constituent. I have seen it done that way.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking necessarily a call to audience type format, but yeah, I mean, we could open the meeting, we can have the candidates make their, you know, a brief presentation. It's formal and informal at the same time. We've invited some folks. It's open to the public. And then couldn't we, after they've made their presentation, I mean, part of the purpose is just to let them kind of circulate among the group here.
I'll let that to the consultant.
I've seen that done before, and we have facilitated that. For the introduction, we typically would say to the candidate, you have 5 or 10 minutes to do your introduction. Please bring no more than 5 slides, put the slides up. It is videotaped so that others can watch from home. And then we don't suggest that the other candidate or candidates be in the room while those introductions are being done. Now, they could come in because it is a public meeting, but as a courtesy, we ask them, and so we provide them an office so that they're away from everything. And then after all the candidates have said their piece, then there's the little bit of mingling that happens. So that,
then all the candidates would be invited,
yes,
back in.
Yes, all for that. And your meeting on the first day would be, they would do the tour, they would have a brief meeting with the council, and then we would do the reception, and that would be the end of the day. Then we go to Thursday, and it's ELT panels and the community panel. The debrief happens with you after you do a more formal interview with that candidate. So you're really seeing them on two sides. And maybe the first meeting, maybe we say to them, that is your opportunity to ask the council questions in an executive session. Because at this point, we haven't really given them any ability to ask anything about your community or particular policies or what you want to see going forward. So we could structure that so that you're not really asking a very formalized set of questions two times and not getting to the heart and soul of the person. As long as we are consistent that we keep it germane to their experience, not their family, not their personal items. So.
Okay,
well, it's shaping up a little bit more. That's good. Andy, any questions you think? Okay,
so what I heard you say is really then 2 days.
Yes.
Describe those 2 days again.
So Wednesday, candidates would more than likely, if they're from out of the area, would come in Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, depending where that. So based on whether or not you have 2 or 3 and the location, we would schedule the tours. And then in the afternoon of Wednesday, probably more mid to late afternoon, you would have your meeting with the candidate, just more informal opportunity for them to ask you questions, just kind of put them at ease, and then we'd go into the reception where they're being introduced. We'd isolate the candidates from one another, give them, 5 minutes to do a quick introduction, and then we would have cake and punch or whatever you wanted to have. Nothing beyond that, or maybe it's not even any food, but it's a mingling that would take place. And at that point, all 3 candidates or all 2 candidates would be here. And we would hope that staff would respect the fact that we had community members here, that we also want to see how they interact with community members, and that community members would respect that, you know, we don't want them to, you know, isolate one of the candidates for 20 minutes. We want to see them mingling, and it's going to be up to the candidate, too, to keep things moving along those lines. So that evening would end hopefully fairly early because the next day they're going to have a full day with three panels, the staff panel composition, and then the community panel of invited guests. And maybe those panel members are different from who was in the reception so that you get a different set of input. Or maybe there is some crossover, but we would have to work through an invitation list with you. But the panels would take place on Thursday. You would hear the debrief from both panels, and then you would have your final interview with that candidate and hopefully be able to give some direction. If you do not feel ready to do so, then that would be the end of that period of this on-site visit, and your debrief would happen at a future evening.
The size of panel, so we're a panel of seven. Community panel, staff panel.
Yes.
Is seven a good number, five?
Yeah, I would say I would never probably suggest going above 10. That seems overwhelming. But if there's seven of you on the council, good evening, and I would want you each to nominate someone from the community, that in itself is seven members. And so if you did anything further than that and you had three extra seats, then I would say the max would be 10. But that can be overwhelming for a candidate to go through in one day, you know, have that volume of, you know, panel interviews. So I would keep it tight. And if you could keep it at seven, that I think would be ideal.
Yeah, that would be my preference, would be to keep the panels at seven. Does anybody feel differently? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Vice Mayor?
I just have a comment on the reception. Uh-huh. Knowing the activity and interest level of our community, I would say that we may want to put a time limit on that so that it's clear that this is the time it's going to end. And it's not really a purpose for, it's not really intended for every individual to ask every question that they want or to grill the person, but more just a meet and greet type of situation. And so if we have it more like this is the time it's going to end, and if every person hasn't had the opportunity to say hello, you know, so be it. This is the time it's going to end. This person has a big day of interviews tomorrow, and they'll need the opportunity to end. I mean, we had a council meeting last night go till 11:30. So,
right. Well, we would put a time frame on everything, and again, I'd work with human resources to develop a schedule that would be for your information, of course, when those candidates are here, and then each candidate would have their own schedule as well. Is this is when you're coming into town, this is when your tour, this is who's giving you the tour, this is the ground rules for the reception and the expectation, and here's the next day. So I think it has to be very well orchestrated, and so we'll have a lot to do over the next couple weeks. So
any other questions? Councilmember Nicholson?
I'll have a question, but for me, the meet and greet, the mingling, like, I just don't see a whole lot of worth of it. Like, I prefer just even having a few people that we select that are, you know, business leaders that run million-dollar businesses versus, like, a sandwich shop type person asking mingling with people for 5 minutes. But, you know, I definitely put a lot more weight on the individual interviews of people that were running our, you know, our primary employers. If we can get them to actually come down, or maybe one of their HR people or someone that's really important to come in and ask the ask more important grilling questions, but, you know, I'm not hiring a town manager to meet and greet and mingle. I mean, I don't know how much you gather from people when you have 30 people wanting to talk to you for 5-10 minutes, and how much you actually gather out of that conversation, and people being nervous and stuff, people may react things differently, maybe introvert versus extrovert. I just want someone that knows how to manage a town of 400 employees.
On Thursday with these panels, so there's essentially three panels, and we're working with three candidates. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning, beginning with the interviews. Does a candidate meet with the, each of them meet first with the community panel?
We would rotate.
We would rotate.
Yeah, so that hopefully if, let's say we had the exact match, we had three candidates and three panels, then everyone's in with the panel. If we have two candidates and three panels, that's okay. Somebody will have a coffee break in between. So, but we'll coordinate that in that regard. And maybe we won't have to start at 8. Maybe we can start at 9 o'clock. And, you know, we'll work through those particulars. And then we would make sure that the candidates were provided lunch and some nourishment. So those various panels would take place. And then as a town council, you would hear the debrief from, and we have to give that staff panel and the community panel time to talk among themselves. What should we share with the council? So it may be such based on timing that you're providing a working lunch for staff and your business leaders or community panel members while you're letting them collect that information. So,
Councilmember Solomon.
Our interim town manager, who was our assistant, has decided not to apply for the job.
I'm not discussing any candidates in this session.
Anyway, he's not a candidate. would it be appropriate? I mean, I was just thinking when you're saying to have lunch and all this for him to have time, one-on-one time with the potential town manager. I mean, they could ask him questions. He's done the job. They can ask him, you know, what's a typical day or week look like from his perspective. And then I would think he'd be able to give us valuable feedback on the potential candidate. Is that off in left field? Does that make sense? Is it?
Yeah, no. I'll reserve discussion on that until we talk about the candidates in executive session.
Vice Mayor.
You mentioned there were three panels. I thought there were two panels.
Well, we're considering the town council.
Okay, so would we be part of the rotation or would we be last?
Well, we can do it either way. But if, say, you had three candidates, then I would have the town council be in the rotation. If we only have two candidates, I would prefer that we do the staff and the community panel so that they could just swap and nobody has any downtime.
Okay.
So, but we don't know at this point how many finalists you would have, whether it be two or three.
Okay. And then I have no objection to receiving some of the comments verbally from the panels. But last time we went through a hiring process, we did allow the panelists to send us some written notes. And I thought those were very helpful because instead of it being a group, we had individual perspectives, and it was easier for me to see what those individual perspectives were and get a sense versus just saying one spokesman, this is the opinion of the group, for example.
Right. Well, we do have a form that we can use for that. Then I would suggest that a panel member must complete that form right there at the conclusion, not send it in the day after tomorrow or whatever, so that you have that and we would have to copy them. We couldn't transcribe them. There wouldn't be enough time, but we'd be happy to copy them And I would ask that they be anonymous so that, you know, they were free to put whatever the particulars were. So if you would like to have it in that fashion, we can certainly accommodate that.
Yeah, so that's my personal preference.
Yeah, I don't think there's any objection to that. Mr. Inshuler, how about the time allotted for the panels?
Typically, we would do 45 minutes to an hour on the panel. And there, you know, imagine a candidate going through three rigorous interviews. I mean, an hour is still quite a long time. And the panels will perhaps have subject matters or topics that are germane to that group. Your ELT is going to have discussion topics that are going to be different from your outside community panel. So again, once we invite the individuals, if we all also offer them to submit their thoughts on questions, they will send those in and we can assimilate those so that we can get some participation at that level from the panel members. And we would do the same probably on ELT. So it's just going to make more work for Andy to help me on some of that.
Mr. Inshuler, do you feel like you've received good feedback from the council as far as?
I think so, yes. I think this was a very thoughtful discussion. And I think in working in tandem with your HR department, we'll be able to put something together that will be very meaningful to you. In fact, since we're meeting next Wednesday, the 22nd, I would like to commit to having a framework of what that's going to look like. We won't have a lot of liberty beyond that point to keep tweaking it because we'll have to move things along. So we'll do our best to put the skeleton of this these 2 days together for you, and then we can talk about it certainly next week. That would qualify as, again, a process that we'll be discussing. So,
okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
I make a motion that we go into executive session with a search consultant from Ralph Anderson and Associates, town attorney, town clerk, and if needed, the Human Resources Director and the Legal Services Director.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Green. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. The ayes have it, 7-0. We'll go into executive session. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Bowen. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay. The ayes have it. Good night, everyone.